talking about today?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. How terrible Happily Ever After is?
It's not capturing me.
Although. It's so bad.
Although. I got some laughs off this last episode.
Which part?
Freaking. What the hell's his name? Andre destroying the fridge. Hold on. We'll start there.
Okay.
They are really trying to sell this as like fucking Home Flippers on HGTV.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like mob family business. So we have, you know what I mean? So no. What show was it? It's the House Flippers with the husband and wife, right?
The divorced.
That they're divorced now, right?
And then they started their own individual shows and now they're doing their
show. That was a whole mess, yeah.
They're back together doing a show. I mean, they're not together as a couple, but they're back together doing a show, right?
Yeah, because no one wants to see them individually. We didn't care about you guys by yourself. We watched you because you were together somehow.
You had the dynamic between you. It's right. Like Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like,
so we had those two mixed with like... Do you remember when people used to go bid on people's old shit in storage containers, storage wars?
Yeah, that's still on.
Okay.
Hetero Life Mate loves that show.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, and he makes me
watch it. I know.
But we can't talk about him because he edits this, but come on. Hetero Life Mate, why?
He loves that show. Yeah. Oh my God. He once made me watch, and it's old, and there's a reason why there was only like one season on it, and it's because it's on Discovery Plus, you know, like in their archive of old shit.
Mm-hmm.
Airplane Repo show. It's similar cons. Like, I don't.
Who an airplane? What?
This guy would go and repo airplanes, and it was just like, it was so bad.
There's such dude shows, though, and maybe that's why I don't like it. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway,
I feel like they're trying to mix it together. They have Storage Wars, we have the couple flip it, and then like Mob Wives or something like that. All mixed into one thing. It's like,
and the Kardashians, because they're trying to be like the family, right? And the
Kardashians, yeah. It's the family business. It's the family.
Libby and Becky and their extreme yogis doing yoga on their
bunk.
No, I know.
I was watching it. Okay, so I was watching it along with my
guy. How many ways do we hate family, like, Libby? Let us count the ways.
He's like, what the fuck are they doing? They've been on the porch just like doing weird poses for like an hour now. I'm like, I don't know if they're getting ready to go run or they already did, or they're
extreme yogis. It's apparently beyond our comprehension. We can't understand what the fuck they're doing.
That was like,
there was stretching. One stretch that they were doing that I'm like, oh, that looks like the 90-90 stretch I do after I run.
That's my point. Their stretches, they're to warm up and cool down. Like I used to run, and those are the kind of stretches that, you know, oh yeah, I want to make sure I'm, you know, loose for the run.
Mm-hmm.
And all they're going to do is go back in the house and drink wine. Mm-hmm. So maybe she was stretching her arms for that maximum lift. I don't know.
Oh my God. You know, and I mean, we can talk about the content just briefly because, I mean, there's content. There's what's to talk about. Everything about them and everything is so terrible and it's fake and all this stuff. But like Becky suggesting to Libby that she hire a nanny and not tell her husband and child's father about it. What? Like, first of all, like, logistically, how would that even work? How do you hide an entire whole ass person taking care of your child from your husband?
But I don't know. Men hide a whole ass person when they're having an affair.
It's true. They have like whole ass families and shit.
Dude, people can be a fucking Houdini when they want to. So there's an argument there, right? Like, what? And I know she works, but what exactly does Libby do that
she does? So like the whole the Chuck,
what's her family business?
The family business is this like house flipping management business, right? So they theoretically buy and sell houses. And I say theoretically because there is allegations that they don't properly buy these houses, that they break into them, flip them, and rent them out.
Yeah. That's a whole different story there. Yeah.
Again, just allegations. Apparently, it's a very common practice in Florida real estate. But whatever, we're not digging into it. I'm not putting on our investigative reporter hats and going in and investigating the family business. But So they go in, they buy these houses, they flip them, and then they rent them out, right? Libby manages properties. She's one of the property managers, as far as like when you rent an apartment and you have a property manager, you know, mm-hmm. that handles all of your leasing and whatever, that when you have a problem and need to like bust out the refrigerator, or like we recently had to have our HVAC system replaced in this house and we rent. So like we just went straight to our landlords, right? Mm-hmm. But they're like the landlords managing it. Right. So they would have, you know, my HVAC system's out. Although in their case, they probably would not have dropped 10 grand on a new HVAC system, and they would have just gone in with duct tape and tried to repair the 25-year-old system. But so that's what she does. She manages properties. I don't know what work that entails. So I don't know what her day-to-day duties include on that.
Right. But that's what she does. It could be a lot. I just,
right.
I guess because on Andre, now that he's like not at home, I think did he forget that like being a stay-at-home parent kind of is a full-time job?
Yeah, especially to a child that young.
Right. And so like his whole thing of like you can't get assistance, I'm like, okay, like this is a discussion to have, right? Because most people will take their kids to what's it called, daycare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one option, but getting a nanny.
But if you had a nanny and she's already home.
Right. Then, and that's like a mother's helper type nanny. Like that's not an uncommon situation. And I think sometimes the cost on that, hiring that person, can be less if you're actually home. But like working from home and needing in-home care is, I know I saw a lot of people like bashing that thought, but I don't know that, I mean, it's necessarily.
I think it's just the way they portray it. I think it's the way they talked about it, where it was just like, that, like you said, they wanted to
maximize
the Kardashian thing, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And they have the conversation where it's a drawn out, like, yeah, I need so much help. Like, I have to do so much.
I know.
Like, I can't shop at the mall.
I have to update my social media. We have to spend 3 hours taking pictures for OnlyFans.
No, but I get her wanting / needing help if she's, mm-hmm. you know, doing so much. So it's just like, really? Like, I get Andre's point. There are some freaking weirdos out there.
Yeah.
But if she's going to be closer than, like, at home, then I think they're okay. But whatever. Hey, that's like a, just a weird segment that I don't know why they crammed in there. But the,
yeah,
hiring a nanny.
Yeah.
While you're being recorded and keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so you could do that. So you could be like, I don't know if I'm going to, I don't know how to tell Andre that I've been secretly having a nanny for the past 3 months. You know, this could end our marriage. They just need another show point.
And how, yes, they're trying to, yes.
Oh. More secrets.
More secrets.
Anyways, so going back to Andre destroying the fridge, because they mm-hmm. made that a whole like Repo Man scene.
Yeah.
Like, who bashes the doors
open? Andre's rage bashing the kitchen was hilarious.
I'm sitting there like, I know this is staged. I know this is fucking fake, because what neighbor calls the person who bought a house that's been empty for a while to be like, ooh, someone's in there.
I know.
Right. Ooh, who has your number? It was so stupid.
Right. Well, you might blow up the house if they don't turn off the gas. If the electricity comes on, the gas comes on.
I can't even speak to that because I don't know. But I was like, so where I work, there was a house that literally fucking exploded midday at work. So we're just
probably in meth lab.
No, they were replacing it. Okay, so they're replacing a gas stove. It was a gas stove. And it's terrible because I think someone lost their life. But the original stove, they had the stove and a wire going out to a propane tank or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of janky in the first place. And the person coming to replace that, I guess, didn't turn off that correctly. I don't know how you would. And the house just blew sky high.
Oh, my God.
You know, there is that consideration if you're going to go demolish.
Yeah, for sure.
To know. But it was just so fucking dramatic. I don't know. Anyways,
Charlie can't act, and it's a whole.
It's so stupid. Where it's like they're trying to make it seem like Chuck's the idiot who keeps sending him in to do things and not telling Charlie. Like they're trying to make this whole like, you know, father and son is being
pitted against each other.
Not even that. Just kind of like, hey, it used to just be me and you, Dad, and now this guy wants to come in and reap the benefits of our hard work. It's like, yes, that's what expanding your fucking business is. You bring people in to
like
benefit.
The whole fucking reason he went work got his put up. Real estate license wasn't for the purpose of this business.
Right. And you're tired of your fucking sister asking for money. Well, then fucking provide income. This is the stupidest fucking. Okay. And anyways, I'm done. I'm done mini ranting.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. I just got a text from a girlfriend who said, no one deserves a green card more than Michael. Please discuss.
No one deserves a green. You know, I get why people say that, but I was like, just because someone has put up with a lot of shit doesn't mean like the processes don't still exist. I honestly think that as long as they've been doing this, I don't want to say the word deserves. It's about time his fucking application just goes through.
Right.
Like, cause I'm done with the whole, like, he's still over there. It's been years.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I know there's difficulties and some setbacks that they've experienced.
And I want to take this minute, though. So, okay, so she was explaining to the plastic surgeon who didn't care about this whole, who got to see way too much of their interpersonal relationship, arguing about money and stuff, like she's paid, like as if she's actually going to pay full price for this procedure. But she was trying to explain to the doctor that he couldn't come over because there was this ban. Now, he was not permitted because of any kind of ban. His green card was denied, or his visa was denied, because they felt there was a scam, right? They didn't think that there was a bona fide relationship. We know this. Well, we don't know it for 100%. Well,
they kind of gave us details, and we were able to attempt to assume based on the information we had. We don't know for sure why he was denied.
Right. But she talks about this ban.
Right.
Now, There never was, and there never has been, as far as we're aware, right, a ban on people coming from Nigeria.
Yes, there was.
There was an actual ban?
Yeah, I think so. It was a travel restriction.
I thought the travel, so this is
it wasn't just like COVID. It was like they honestly said there was too much scam activity coming from Nigeria, and they cut it off.
Oh, versus actually
they fucking stopped it. No, they
individually denying it. People. Oh, okay. Because then while we're on this subject, this is what I wanted to bridge into, was pictures of Avery and Omar together in the United States, which means Omar from Syria, his visa was approved and he's over here now.
Yeah, well, I think they did a lot of loops too, including living in Dubai for a little bit. It's comparing two different cases and two different locations. Like,
right, and their reasons for, right. I mean, initially not. I
the
mean,
reasons are different than.
Yeah, his petition had been approved. Like there was, I guess, like it didn't seem like there was a question of the bona fideness of their relationship. It was more of he's coming from Syria and Syria is on the list and now Syria is not on the list. Or I don't know what the immigration policies are right now. I know it's ever changing. So, I mean, I know immigration lawyers for the Department of Justice who don't even know what's happening mm-hmm. with their guidance is. So
yeah, I'm not quite sure, but there was a U.S. Visa ban on Nigeria okay. travel. And okay. so now that we have a new administration, I think people are hoping that there'll be a reversal of the travel ban that was imposed by the former administration, which really made it impossible for them to receive any type of visa that would lead to coming over here for okay. any type of permanent residency or citizenship. So okay. even though their visa was in the process, I think it cut it off. It didn't even matter how far it was. They didn't retro any decisions either. It just got cut. So for what we know, they could have taken care of the original issues that he was denied for, but then it didn't get past the fact that there was a ban on travel from Nigeria. And we had the same issue with Usman and Lisa. They weren't going anywhere. Like, he wasn't coming over because there was a ban. Didn't matter
okay.
if they got married there or not. So I think there was multiple factors, but back to it. I do okay. think that Michael and Angela both, they bit, it's done. I'm tired to go mm-hmm. get it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
She can only travel back over there, but what it's going to be is we're going to have one more trip to Africa so she mm-hmm. can reveal her new smaller boobless self. Body.
Mm-hmm. And it's not boobless. I mean, come on now.
Okay, so
both had reductions. We you still have boobs after.
But I understand the initial swelling, they do seem smaller than they're going to be. Like, once the swelling ends and they kind of, I say it weirdly, once they drop.
Yeah.
Once your boobs drop, then you see the final form. So that, like, initial swelling, yeah, they're going to look a little so puffy that you don't see how much boob is there. But there's not enough that man could have taken off of Angela's chest to give her small titties.
Right.
Like, you know, he had to just, like, because her girls were big. So yeah. I think we see her in the interview with her new body.
And the doctor was like, when he was on the phone with Michael, was like, look, she's still a triple D. Like,
and Michael's like, but I wanted it to be size Z,
you know, and I triple D is no joke, you guys. Like, that's huge.
That is still big. But yeah, I don't understand. Like, is this how surgeries work? Because I've only had the one plastic surgery, but it was like deemed medical necessary or whatever. Mm-hmm. Did they like do surgery on you and then go, oh, by the way, you might need a facelift? I mean, isn't that some shit that you would talk about?
Yeah, ahead of time.
And the full consultation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if I tighten up your body and your head still looks like a prune, there's probably a problem.
Yeah.
Would you like to tighten that up too? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, how would you just spring this on someone? Oh, by the way.
Especially if she's already in LA. She went out to LA to get all of these procedures done, right? Her from not to hot makeover, right?
Not to hot.
You know, she didn't go out there and then they say, yeah, they didn't spring it all on her. They didn't spring on her that she was having a reduction. They didn't spring on her that she wanted to do a lower facelift, which, you know, props for a lower facelift, because I feel like one day, like, I want to do that. And I know people who've had them and they look fantastic. So, you know, yeah, I would, if I were Angela, though, wait until I would lose some weight after the weight loss surgery, right? Like, having it right now versus 100 pounds from now, doesn't that seem like...
I have no clue how the face process works.
It would, if she had the lip, I mean, I don't know, maybe a plastic surgeon can.
It's like a lot of tightening things, right? Like, you wouldn't go get your skin tightened if you
are still gonna lose
are still pounds. Losing weight. Yeah. And so I don't know, because we see her and I'm assuming she didn't do the face procedure,
but I thought she did.
I don't know. The thing is, she looks so drastically different.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to know what the hell went on. Otherwise, she lost a shit ton of weight. She looks amazing.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, I think she had the lower lift done because, I mean, that she tried. I think that's why she's wearing, like, she's been wearing that the mask thing that drops down, that covers her neck.
You think so?
There wasn't, I mean, because she was wearing that on, like, one of the tell-alls, like, 3 seasons ago. I feel like that would have been a good, she said it was because of some tooth abscess or something, but, like, it makes sense that it would actually be covering that and that she couldn't talk about that yet because that was storyline for this season. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm
maybe,
just purely speculating, maybe. You guys.
Yeah.
Purely speculation. On when the timeline for when she had these done.
Some speculation.
Yeah, lots of speculation, guys. Sorry. Also sorry that, you know, we had a 2-week break, but really there's nothing to talk about.
No, that's all right.
There was just nothing.
What other couple had yeah, looking at her pictures, yeah, maybe she did.
I mean, if you go back and went to those pictures of her first surfaced.
I feel like a creeper just looking at pictures. Like, I guess I'm a creepy person. No, she looks good though. I'm happy for her. Hopefully, mm-hmm. this didn't affect her and Michael's relationship because,
right?
You wouldn't want. I mean, I don't want to say they're the dream team, but they're kind of like the couple that you're rooting for just to see the ending and be done with it.
Well, yeah, because of everything that they've gone through and. You know, all of this, you know, excuse me. So, I mean, it seems clear that Michael, you know, certainly cares about her, probably even loves her, you know, and the issues that they're talking about are real life couple issues, you know, finances and plastic surgery and all of those kinds of things, right? So I think, I mean, I don't know that everybody can relate to their specific battle.
Well, I mean, but there's a situation there, right? Like, because Michael was overseas, she just kind of said, I'm going to get this and do it, mm-hmm. right? Usually married couples, I think, have a little bit more of a deeper conversation about things like that.
Right.
I don't know. I never had to bring that up with the Zunimbica other that I wanted to have like serious weight loss surgery, but like, is that
obviously depends on the dynamic of the couple and where, right. Who's funding it, right? Is it their money? Is it her money? Is it his money? Is it being provided free courtesy of the provider? like is this likely the case?
I don't know what TLC, but the guy who did do the surgery was so Instagram hungry.
The weight loss surgery or yes. The boob surgery?
No, okay. the doctor, the office.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Of course. You know.
They get their little bleep as seen on 90 Day Fiancé. Uh-huh. It's like, no, mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop doing that. A show you want tacked onto your fucking window.
Right? I mean, if there's any plastic surgeons out there who want to offer me from free plastic surgery in exchange for, you know, advertising on the broadcast, you know, willing to listen.
Let's see that reunion, right? Because we're going to be able to see Angela in a reunion with Julia, who is like...
Julia, Miss Anti, just go to, she's Miss, go to gym club.
I go to gym. I think... Mm-hmm. I think that might be an interesting.
Can we talk about how awful she was in these last couple of episodes? Like the whole meeting with Brandon's friend, Melanie, and her boyfriend.
Okay. That was just awkward all the way around though.
Yeah. Well, obviously completely fake because like I know. What friends say, oh, what remember that time stayed up all night watching that movie? Which movie? Oh, that scary one. Yeah. It was hilarious. Oh, ha ha. Like, no, that doesn't happen.
Like who, like, okay, so you're meeting friends that he's probably seen, right? It's not like it's been 10 years since we've seen each other kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She has a guy that's there. And she's saying it like, you remember that one time we did Netflix and chill before it was Netflix and chill? And he's like, oh yeah, what movie were we watching? She's like, it didn't matter, did it?
The
like,
scary one.
Who the fuck? Who does that?
No, so, nobody. Nobody does. That's the answer.
Like, I would be a little. So, if this was a real conversation and I were Julia, I would kind of be like, "Dude, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, this is the conversation you have? Why don't we talk about things like what we're doing now in life and stuff like that. Like, no one wants to reminisce about their boyfriend's past with someone that may or may not have been more than friends. I don't know.
We don't know, right? Yeah. Obviously, they want to make it seem like this and, you know, playing up Julia's jealous streak. But like,
well, and making Brandon, like, and making Brandon seem like he's just fucking oblivious. I didn't right. even know what was happening. It's mm-hmm. like, are you that dense? Like, you can't be. He can't be. He just absolutely can't be.
I mean,
so you didn't like her. You didn't like her storming off and going back to the other bedroom.
I mean, her storming off about that whole thing was kind of ridiculous. Everything was ridiculous about that scene. No one, her getting mad at him because, you know, they only had beer. And I hate beer, and her just being bitchy about every goddamn thing in the place, like, was like, oh God, you know, you're not, it's like Natalie and Mike saying to Natalie, you're not making yourself very likable. I mean, those aren't the words he used, but that's essentially
yeah.
what he told her. It was, you know, you're not a likable person.
Yeah.
And she is making herself completely not likable, right? In the, like, just the whole thing. And then, yeah, they did it so they could have this makeup scene and, like, you know, oh, that's, you know, storm to the other bedroom and that's dramatic. And, you know, okay, let's make up. Let's go watch a movie, you know. Let's go Netflix and chill. And
let's go make our own movie memories, Julia.
Oh God, in your parents' house.
Hey, you could take him back to high school.
Oh God. Oh, don't say that. I have a high schooler. Come on now.
And
his girlfriend is very, very lovely. I don't want to talk about it. She just graduated from high school. She's about Aww. To turn 18. Like, Aww. No, I know. I don't want to talk about it.
The kids are getting older.
They're a lovely couple. They are a lovely couple. And my child is, you know, I mean, he's not doing anything he shouldn't be doing. How about that?
Okay. The Netflix, are you still watching, is not popping up on the stream, right?
I know.
Those jokes are terrible. Oh, those jokes are terrible.
No, stop. We're good kids. Okay, enough with that. Just wait until your kid's old enough and I'm gonna start making comments.
I'll be there for it. I can't, you know, I'm holding ammunition so I can embarrass him when he's older.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I'm like, man, I'm not leaving anything in my phone. I have it on the printout so I can show all the crazy things you did.
Mm-hmm.
All the lint you were scared of because you thought it was a bug. Yep. I got it all. Total meltdown over a piece of lint from the dryer thing. I was like, seriously?
That sounds like my dog, to be honest. That sounds Dude. Like Lunchbox.
Like how they bark at the things and you're like, what the? Why?
He doesn't bark at the things. He cries. I've been in the dining room. I've been crafting and I had this big plastic bin that had, cause I'm doing stuff for like the wedding and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I had this big plastic bin on the floor that had a bunch of stuff in it. And it was like between him and the door, back door to go outside to go potty. And he just sat there and stared at me and cried because he didn't want to walk past the bin. Been scared him. Head of a life mate had to walk him through the kitchen, like around the kitchen island to go. Like he gets scared of furniture and he just sits and cries. It's yeah.
Do you want to talk about Natalie and Mike?
Another. These people are all terrible. Mike, Natalie, Mike's mom. The butcher is fine, probably. Poor butcher who has Natalie, like, coming in expecting the butcher to, like, suddenly not exist because
okay, so she's a vegetarian. If you know Natalie is vegetarian, why yeah. did you take her to a fucking butcher?
Right. Because it like makes
that's,
for good
that's,
TV.
I know, but that's the one part where I was actually on Natalie's side 100% was
no,
like.
No, but then if you're Natalie, why do you expect the world not to exist, like meat not to exist just because you're there?
It
like,
exists, but why do I have to go into the butcher to witness it? Let me stay in the car.
She was just too fucking dramatic.
She's dramatic no matter what. But like that's my only one thing from being vegan in the past is people who would like do it in your face, acting like it was going to change your mind. Like you were going to all of a sudden want to eat the animal that they had butchered in front of them. You're looking at them like, I would just like the respect of you bringing fucking lettuce to the party. Like, I don't know.
But that reminds me, it's not even, I mean, I don't know that this even compares, but like people who, you know, for their quote unquote vegetarian option at dinners or whatever, like, oh, well, there's a salad. Like,
always, because that's all they think vegetarians eat. There's a salad. Oh, cool. You threw some chickpeas in it. Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
You
know, like maybe, I don't know, maybe some pasta and veggies with, I don't know. I mean, there are lots of other options you can offer, like that are substantial actual food.
You can make vegetarian lasagna. I mean, if she still eats cheese, maybe, I don't know, it's butter. But I don't know. It just seemed like it was done to trigger and piss her off.
Well, and that's why Mike's mom is terrible also, because.
Yeah,
because
she's purposely fucking doing it. She's like, oh, you're really gonna go get a job, and of course Natalie thinks she's gonna be the next Vanna White, and it's like, no, probably not, you know.
She wants her own kitchen show or something, probably.
Well, that's the great thing about YouTube. She can be a content creator and be her own movie star. She doesn't need Hollywood.
Yeah,
right. All you need is a kitchen and whatever the heck she was doing on camera.
Whatever she was smoking to get her.
Oh no, I think that's a natural. Yeah, I think that's natural Natalie High.
Just Natalie.
Yeah. It's she smelled the health food and it just like intoxicated her and what sent her into multiple states of
food. Bliss.
Bliss.
hits all her dopamine receptors.
Oh my God.
Like Mike is terrible. Like, yeah, he's like big on, okay, it's American Thanksgiving, you have a turkey. Well, guess what? Vegetarians don't have turkey. Like, you can have other things. There's, you know, I love me a good sweet potato. I love me some yams. But, you know, if you're
time to make a dish or allow her to get the ingredients to make a dish that she would feel comfortable eating at the table.
Yeah.
There's nothing like sitting there and eating green beans. Because everything else has meat in it and no one could consider you know, they're always like,
they probably made their green beans with bacon though, you know?
But telling her, you know, you need to act more like a wife and shit like that. And it's like, okay, let's not trigger.
Oh. Yeah. No, I am with you. And it's not like being a vegetarian is such an out there concept.
No.
You know, like
it's not, it's really not. And it's not hard to do vegetarian option. Now, if she was vegan,
gluten-free, you know, I think vegan more, might be a little bit different.
I think she's more pescatarian than anything because she still eats fish, but semantics.
I know. Just like, ask her, what would you like? What would be good for you to have? You know, do you want a traditional Ukrainian dish? Do you want a traditional American dish that's not meat-based? Like, let's do something to make you feel welcome and included.
No, the mom is like, I don't want to make her feel welcome. I was like,
let's take her to the butcher.
Nothing is going to get better then, which I guess from...
She doesn't want it to get better.
Yeah, it's
whatever. And Mike doesn't give a shit about anything, it doesn't look like.
Well, no, because he's going to get turkey.
That's all he cares about.
That's all he cared about. He was a happy, happy man.
Yeah. Even
the butcher, he's going to go get turkey.
Yeah. You know what? And that's fine. You know, go enjoy your turkey, but like have something more than bread and water for your wife, you know?
Yeah. Bring her food. At least Asuelu does that.
You know, the nutritional loaf they serve in the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center is vegetarian. Come on now.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they serve it. So I don't think they serve it anymore, but when you go to like ADSEG or administrative segregation, it's actually their disciplinary confinement. Fairfax County is county right out here. In their disciplinary confinement, it's really, really rough. And that's like, you know, going to the hole, going to SEG, going to, you know, solitary, whatever you want to call it. And among other things, like they take your mattress and pillow and bedding out at like 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't get it back to like 9:30 at night. And you can only have like your one religious book and your toilet paper or, you know, and your toothpaste or whatever. In addition to that, they serve you this thing called nutritional loaf, 3 meals a day, 6 days a week. And it is this, it's vegetables and some oil and like, I don't know, like bread or something like that. It's vegetarian.
It's it's just some calories to help you meet the gap, right?
Right. So it's you know, it's got everything that you need in it, and it's all, and they use some vegetable oil to bind it together, which tells you everything you need to know about this thing, right? And it's this loaf, this certain size loaf, then they serve it to you. It's wrapped up in like wax paper and they give it to you, and they get that and like water 3 meals a day.
Delicious.
Yeah, but
I saw a horror movie with a concept like that. So.
Yeah, I think it might have been ruled as not constitutional, like, you know, one of those things of cruel and unusual punishment type of thing and stuff. But
oh, so it'd be very fitting for Natalie then at the table. This is what she already thinks is happening to her.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, even that thing's vegetarian. Like Fairfax County Adult Detention Center, which is notorious for their poor treatment of their disciplinary confinement inmates.
Vegetarian. So in short, the inmates have better food options than Natalie did at Thanksgiving.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. That's the takeaway here.
What other tortured souls do we have left?
I don't even. Oh, Asuelu and Kalani.
I didn't really see them except for her going to the divorce lawyer with Skype dad.
Well, because the last two episodes kind of ran together for me, right? Is that like she met with her dad and dad tried to convince her not to get a divorce, which I thought was interesting because wasn't like two seasons ago, he was like, Asuelu's like not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's dead weight, drop him, but whatever. So this season, his storyline is you got to stay together, right?
At least work your shit out or try, I guess.
Yeah. And so then she talked to Asuelu and then she talked to the divorce attorney or the immigration attorney he's a bankruptcy attorney. Somebody on Instagram looked him up and this guy, attorney Tyler, he's actually like a bankruptcy attorney or something. He's not an immigration attorney and he's not a
family lawyer. TLC fashion though. They're like, are you an attorney of some kind? They're like, yeah, perfect. We'll cast you.
At least the attorney that, Ronald and I forget Tiffany, that Tiffany had gone to was an actual family law divorce attorney.
Like, yeah, because their case is actually serious.
Like
Asuelu and Kalani need like
they just that need
couples line. That couples retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're gonna start doing that. Like pretty soon, 90 Day Fiance, the style we're used to seeing with marriage these episodes. Boot camp. They're going to be so not the thing anymore. And we're going to see the marriage boot camp with these couples.
You know what? I'd watch that. I would watch that.
They can all use it.
And a marriage boot camp, don't they have the thing where they bring in like plants to come in and like, you're going to date this other person and see how it feels or whatever,
God, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
with the people we have, that'd be divorce.
I know. Cause they'd all be intermixing with each other and go, oh, you're a much better partner for me. You're a much better partner.
Like, did anybody see Michael? Like he didn't come home and I should be like, don't know. But I know he went on that experimental date. And he was never heard from again.
Uh-oh, now you're going to get murder kill into it. Now I'm really down to watch this.
But
them to show up on Dateline, you know.
Oh, dear. The last two couples, so it was Tiffany
and Ronald.
Giving the good news to Ronald that his visa application, or
his visa how they approved. Put,
yeah, approved. So yay for them, finally. Mm-hmm. And then Asuelu and Kalani, I mean, there's not much from it except for...
There really isn't. There really has not been.
She went there to go see like what the options were. Like, I hate how the nuclear option is like, if we get divorced, I just want him to go back and never be here. It's like, that's not fair to your kids because you don't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
I get it, not wanting to deal with the other person because...
But that's not
if they're going to be a bump on the log, but that's not how you do the best for your kids. So that was my only like, really? That's.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like Ashley used to do this with Jay, where like she found out he was cheating on her and then called ICE on him as if like
oh my God.
Those were that was the appropriate remedy. Let's get him deported because he cheated on me.
So toxic. But then it holds something over them, right?
Yeah.
Now she's going to be like, you know, if you don't
shape up, I'm going to
shape up, then we're going to get divorced and you're going to end up going back. And he'll be like, I don't want to go back and blah, blah, blah.
Get on the bus.
The bus does not go somewhere.
The bus does not go there.
That is the wrong bus, ma'am.
The bus doesn't go to San Juan.
But that should be the title of the episode.
The bus doesn't go to San Juan.
Like, I don't even know. So yeah, that's that was the excitement. I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's two episodes worth of material, which is nothing, you guys. This is terrible. This is really absolutely terrible. I watched, what else did I watch this week? I watched Family Karma on Bravo because I'm getting back into Bravo, some Bravo stuff, because it was recommended to me that I should watch The Housewives of Beverly Hills again this season, which has been years since I've watched The Housewives. So I had it on. And then Family Karma came on. Apparently, this is the second season. It's about a bunch of really rich Indian families in Miami and all the, you know, intermixings and all the drama of that. And it was entertaining. So I was watching that. Love After Lockup is coming back 2 weeks from now, a week from now, the 18th, whatever. I don't know. June 18th, Love After Lockup, Friday nights on WeTV. Also a Matt Sharp production.
Also a fucking train wreck, but anyway.
So looking forward to that. Seeking Sister Wife, I think, is in its final show tomorrow night, Monday night. I don't know, something like that.
It needs to be in its final season.
Oh, it's so good though. It's trash. It's terrible. There's a lot of terribleness going on with the Snowden family, and I'm not even gonna get into it because I can't. There's no way I could adequately.
The listeners will probably be like, no.
Yeah, no. Go if you want to search it out. Go search it out because there are so many problems with that. Also, there's been some recent drama with Ed, the phone call that was leaked between him and Liz.
Oh my God, how did I forget about that?
Well, okay, because Ed's, we all want to forget about Ed. So yeah, so this.
Well, I stopped talking about his ass a while ago.
We did, because like, we hate him.
It wasn't like just being mean. Like, I dislike his personality and yeah. I just stopped talking about him. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad that other people are kind of jumping on the train now.
Yeah.
Some people need a little bit more solid reason other than, well, the person doesn't like him because that's a little immature, but.
Especially if they're recapping the show and he's on a show, they're recapping like.
No, he's fucking toxic. And it's like, I don't want to see him on any other show. Like, he should not have a platform.
Yeah, he should.
You know, let the meme die.
So let for those of you guys who don't know, if you haven't seen it, I know I have it posted on my Instagram. I think it was a couple of weeks ago I posted it. I believe it was 90 Day Couple.
Yes, 90 Day Couple
is the original the original poster of this.
I'm happy to know that. I've been on Instagram enough to know that.
Yes, this week. Yes. So yeah, I don't know the origins of this recording. I haven't asked 90 Day Couple because I'm not going to ask them to reveal sources or anything like that.
It's clearly his voice. So it's
clearly
not like
him and it's Liz. It's a conversation. We don't know who's recording it. We don't know if it was him recording and her recording. We're not getting into the legalities of one party or two party recording consent laws. None of that. The content of it was Ed being an abusive prick to Liz. And I don't think there's any way you can reshape that to mean something else, you know, like, oh, if you look at it this way, it wasn't him being abusive. You know what I mean? Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It was him being an abusive prick. Wouldn't you say? Like,
yeah, I mean, there was layers, not just, you know, wrapped up into he was just being abusive. It was manipulation. Mm-hmm. It was like the conversation seemed to be surrounded by her doing a favor for a coworker.
Sounded like it, like she.
And him passing it the first time, making her think it was okay. and then turning it to make her look like she's has
how dare she
different intentions, and why would you be stupid enough to even ask me that question? And it, that kind of shit right there, that mind game shit, mm-hmm. like that is what I would expect Ed did to Rose as well.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So I think that he doesn't deserve any more of our breath.
Yeah. If you guys are interested in hearing it, it's so up. You can go find it. At 90 Day Couple is the one who broke this. And if you want to go to their page, they probably still have it up as well. And that's it. Was there anything else happening behind the scenes? Oh, John. Well, okay. So just to continue that, just one brief, John Walters of John and Rachel. Apparently, I haven't listened to it yet. Apparently did an interview with Liz where she talks about that conversation, and apparently it's good. So I haven't seen it. I haven't listened to it yet. I haven't watched it. It's on YouTube. You can go find it if you're interested in more on that topic. I think we're done.
He does interviews now?
I didn't know.
Shit. Okay.
You know, apparently people say it was really good, you know? So I have to
find it.
As much as I disliked John and Rachel, their initial season. In fact, they were the entire reason that my Instagram account was even born. John and I have made up in the recent years, and not that we're friends or talk or anything like that, but we have made up. I apologize. Like, it was a whole thing, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what their status is as far as, have they been applying for the visa? Has he been able to get any exceptions? Because he does have the criminal record. It seems like other people with a lot more problematic backgrounds, you know, are on the show, like him and his criminal record. I mean, he punched a guy out and almost made him blind.
Yeah.
That's problematic. But but not necessarily any more so than what we've been seeing in some of the recent seasons. So I'm curious to see like an update on them. And I actually asked them if they would be wanting to come on the show and do an update, you know, so they could tell their side of the story. There was apparently some issues that they had with the way TLC was depicting something.
Don't they all?
I know, right? And so I was like, well, you know, if you want to come on, you have an open invitation. And he considered it. They were considering it. They were going to talk, but we'll see, you know. Yeah. If there's other people, you guys, I mean, we would love to get more people on the show. Somebody was asking me recently, like, well, you should have this person. You should have this. It's like, oh, we would love to, like, get more people. But TLC doesn't give permission for anybody to do interviews. Except
usually for not. Like, well, I feel like they were saving it for their podcast, which mm-hmm. their podcast has not been very active lately.
Yeah.
Because they realized that there's other podcasters doing a better recap than they are. Like, mm-hmm. how are you going to come up on the scene
after I know
after really the craze and the gays have already like dominated right. the field and right. it's 10 times better? Like, you're gonna try and come and compete against that? Like,
there's no. a reason why like the craze have been around as long as they have and the gays have come up as quickly as they have, right? Yes. It's because they do it well, you know, they're
fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're going to have this serious. Well, the problem is they had the access. And I think they thought the access was going to
be enough.
No. It was, they're terrible episodes. Don't watch them.
Listen.
I'll do a plug in for the craze and the gays.
I know, right?
It's so much better.
They are. They are much better.
Like sometimes I don't watch. I can't watch the show on time. So I'm like, all right, well, it's Clubhouse and Spotify for me tonight.
I know, right?
Because I can't watch 2 hours of fucking no. So that's all. I'm good. I've said my piece about these last two episodes.
I know. Yeah, I think that's all we got. We're gonna try to come at you with a couple more Patreon episodes, try to get you through the month of June, And then we might be taking a break as I go off and get married and all of this stuff.
Yeah,
I know. It's like just over a month away. And I feel like I don't even have a florist. I have a baker, though, and I have a dessert table, and it's going to be amazing.
You'll get there.
Yeah, it's fine. That's all we really need is each other and our pastor friend guy that's marrying us. That's it. I think that's all we got for you guys today. Thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next time. We are what are we for the broadcast? We are trying to dumpster dive so you don't have to, but we ain't finding shit, you guys. So for now, that's out. That's it. That's all. I don't know. Bye. 'Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D, and I've had a reduction, and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.